Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting, Better Business, Better Dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Dr. Cassidy, take me through the process of selling your practice to corporate dentistry. A step one, step two, step three piece for all of our listeners. That'd be great.
Well, the first thing we did once we had made the decision, a final decision, was to look at the options for how to run the process. Mm-hmm. And we decided on using an M&A firm, mergers and acquisition firm, partly because we already had a relationship with the firm, and the relatively large size of the practice. When you're talking into millions of dollars in potential value, it's good to have the experts supporting you. Mm-hmm. And we started late in the process. My decision to sell was in the fall, September, I think mid-September. I wanted to close before the end of the year, like I said, to take advantage of the prevailing capital gains 21% mm-hmm. figure. A smaller practice might not need to consider M&A, like a solo practice that has reasonable profitability. But I think for the larger practice, a group practice, you're well served to use M&A. And there's firms out there that really focus on dental practice transitions. Mm-hmm. Those are good. We had one kind of outside of that domain, but they were very well versed in healthcare and larger transactions. And, you know, if you're going to use M&A, or if you're not going to use M&A, you're going to use some local practice transition folks, mm-hmm. then make sure you get a lawyer, a good lawyer. And I found over the years, over the decades with both businesses, both Net32 and the group practice, that having the best lawyers is an advantage that always pays off. Mm-hmm. So make sure you have great lawyers, because sometimes the deal goes in the direction of those that have the best lawyers and negotiate. This is why you get M&A
yes.
involved, because they're experts at negotiating. Yes. You want the experts on your side or on the other side?
Yes.
On the other side, they're typically better prepared than you are.
Yes.
So legal representation is important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're looking at things with regard to the complexity of the deal, and I'm talking about a group practice in particular, mm-hmm. you're going to have to provide a lot of data. There's going to be a data vault that is run by M&A, and it's going to be loaded with stuff. Make sure that your accounting is in place. If you've got current audits over the last couple of years, those are going to be invaluable. If you have any information on the likely value of the business, if you've had appraisals done, that's helpful too. But if you have been very clear about your accounting systems and the practice systems and the data on your patients, the financial data, all that stuff is going to be surfaced in a way that you can hardly imagine. So if you've got people, if you've got an accountant that has taken good care of your company with regard to annual reports and everything that you have, and within the practice, you've got good data on your patients and the flow of new patients, the lifetime value of patients, all those things are going to be taken into consideration. You've got third-party agreements. You have more than you think you have. those all have to be serviced and taken care of and transferred from one entity to another entity. Then you talk about the actual process. Who are you going to sell to? With a group practice, you have lots of choices nowadays. Group practices are being gobbled up by M&A, private equity. And if you look in the industry and you look behind who owns the companies, more and more companies, distributors and manufacturers in the dental industry are private equity owned. Mm-hmm. Private equity is simply a means of, it's a fund essentially. Wealthy people and wealthy institutions give their money to private equity and they distribute it in a way that allows that money to be multiplied. So they're trying to, rich people and institutions want to put their money to work. They go to private equity. Private equity invests in entities like group practices, and then they try to make multiples on their money invested rather than leaving the money in the bank. So that's basically how that works. And I think that the buyers, the DSOs, are, well, we didn't know who we were going to end up buying to, and that didn't really matter because our M&A firm was able to reach out into the world of dentistry and the opportunities. Multi-groups will buy another group. DSOs will buy a group practice. They're doing it like crazy across the country. Mm-hmm. And so your M&A firm can run an auction where they're working with multiple potential buyers and they're trying to, everything they can do to leverage the information that you provide M&A to make the best deal on your behalf and get the best dollar for your business. So that's a great advantage. If you are not experienced in negotiating and you're coming up against an entity that's all they do all day long, good luck. To have the professional support, the legal support, the accounting support is critical, especially if you have a larger practice. Could be a large solo practice that mm-hmm. still might benefit from M&A. So that's how they ran the deal. And I didn't know that I was going to end up selling to a DSO, mm-hmm. But it just worked out that way. And the auction drives the price up. There's multiple potential buyers. They want to purchase a viable, profitable business. And so they get very competitive about it. And on the other side, the DSO that I sold to, they've got systems like you can't even imagine. They're so meticulous with their process and so knowledgeable of the process that they actually made it easy. Mm-hmm. We did the deal in 65 days, which may sound like a long time, but it's a very quick time to get a deal like this done. So I can't say enough about the quality of the people in the DSO that I sold to. They did a fantastic job. They made you feel wonderful. They took care of the team. That was one of the big tenets for me was mm-hmm. How are my doctors going to do? How is the staff going to do? And they use the term that making the DSO says, we're going to make everybody full, make everybody complete. Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by that? Well, that means nobody's stepping back in their pay. And even insofar as the doctors go, I mean, the doctors are high producers and there were pretty much, you could call them guarantees all around that they would do as well going forward or have a chance to do as well going forward as they had in the past. Mm-hmm. I thought that was fantastic because the doctors were well paid and the staff was well paid and the DSO took care of all that. So I felt pretty comfortable that I was leaving the business in the best possible hands. And when I started the process, I thought, oh no, you know, it's just going to be a transaction and the staff are going to be upset. Mm-hmm. But it was about as smooth as it could have been. And the DSO that we chose, they just had great systems, great people. And I can't say enough about the quality of those people and their passion about what they do. And the degree to which DSOs are really buying up dentistry, mm-hmm. especially group practices, they're only interested in the top 5 or 10% of practices. They're not picking up practices that are obviously losing money or that are not profitable. They're looking for the best of the best. Mm-hmm. So if you're in that category, I highly recommend it. I at the beginning of the process, I don't know that I would have said that because I had no experience. But after the process and seeing how things are, even to this day, almost a year later, is about the smoothest transition I could have ever dreamed of. And the transaction level was very good. I think better than it would have been had we not chosen a DSO.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask this question. So in the process, Dr. Cassidy, in terms of the staff and in terms of the doctors, once the deal was done, did the staff and the doctors, did they all stay?
I believe every single person stayed.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know if that's the case today, but I've mm-hmm. been up to the practice recently and I see a lot of familiar faces, let's say. I think the doctors are all there. You know, mm-hmm. it's quite remarkable, really.
That is. The discussion out in the dental community when you're talking about a DSO is that when a DSO comes in, they come in, they take over, and the staff leave. And that's just so that's always been something that it's always kind of in the background. Or at least that's what you hear a lot about. And it seems like that didn't happen in your case.
No, it totally didn't happen. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful, I guess, a bit of a surprise. I didn't know what to expect because I hadn't had any dealings with DSOs.
Yes.
And they know what they're doing. And mm-hmm. they put the doctors first. And really, even though the doctors are essentially employees, they respect the doctors professionally and they respect their judgment, and they call it a doctor run business. In North Carolina, it kind of has to be at the clinical level.
Yes.
North Carolina requires a dental practice to be purchased by a dentist. Mm-hmm. And that's another inside story. I could discuss with anybody that further that's interested in it. It's an interesting process. And the DSOs, they're spreading and growing, and they're putting up de novo practices. In other mm-hmm. words, you may find that all of a sudden the building's going up in your neighborhood and they're bringing in, it's often new grads and stuff.
Yes.
Building practices from a scratch, not mm-hmm. just buying practices. I had no idea the degree to which that was going on locally here in North Carolina. I don't know much about the rest of the country, but it's definitely a movement. I feel like I like group, and they're all very much about groups. They like groups and, you know, economies of scale that you don't have in solo practice. I feel strongly that it's probably in a lot of ways a better life for dentists to be involved with a group than solo. Solo is hard. Solo is difficult. Mm-hmm. And with the management, the leadership, the clinical needs, the finance, that's hard. It's difficult. Mm-hmm. And I think being part of a group is it's easier, let's say, and it can be very profitable and very I guess you say it's a beautiful, it can be a beautiful experience professionally mm-hmm. to be in a group where you feel like you have the support of the other doctors. You're not on call 24/7. You share that responsibility. You can expand your hours. And of course, just economies of scale, generally speaking.
If in your particular case, if you had not used the M&A piece, could you have been able to sell the practice, or have you would have been able to do something different, or would it have been just nearly next to near impossible without going through the M&A piece?
Oh, it would have been probably a long-term, never would have closed before the end of the year. Okay. Last year, it would have been very difficult. The processes and the management of data and the acquisition of data is something that they're very familiar with. Mm-hmm. To do that without some high level legal and accounting and data management would have been pretty much a nightmare, I think.
I'm sure. At the level that you're talking about, wow, that would have been tough.
Yeah.
So here's the most important piece of this conversation, right? How did you break the news to the staff? I mean, these are people who you've been working with for 15, some 18 years. You have really a very tight knit group, and you have really good relationships with everyone. How did you go about doing that?
Well, the DSO helped us. M&A was really in the background at that point. So it was, how do you transition from this entity to that entity? Mm-hmm. I think it was about a week before closing, we on an offsite conference room, we had everybody in there and I spoke. I think my wife spoke. It was an emotional time. I was pretty choked up. I love those people, still do to this day.
Yeah.
And there were a few tears, mm-hmm. and we assured them that they would be taken care of. They would be made whole in the process. And I think that meant the world to them. Yes. Kudos to the DSO for committing to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was sad, and it was, it went well.
Mm-hmm. The Dental Breakdown Show. Sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Cassidy, CEO of Net32. Net32 was inspired by tremendous product pricing differences for the exact same dental products. Net32 leverages this discrepancy by partnering with dental manufacturers and distributors, providing over 90,000 product choices in the Net32 marketplace, where competition drives down pricing drastically, collectively saving dental customers over 40% on their supplies. Approximately 200 new practices start buying at net32.com every week, joining over 45,000 dental professionals who have come before them. Join them and save at www.net32.com.
Dr. Cassidy, you have done something that not a lot of dentists do. You were a dentist and you started another company on the side called net32.com. And I guess I'm anxious to hear a little bit more about that. I'm anxious to hear about the process of going through that and your thinking and bringing that to fruition. So why don't you please talk to us a little bit about net32.com and what is it that you guys do?
Well, that whole idea of Net32 was spawned back in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. And it was a result of tremendous pricing differentials, depending on where you're looking in the flyers, in the catalogs. And we found, and my wife in particular, noticed that there was a lot of differences in pricing for the exact same products. So that being the beginning of the the internet, we thought, you know, the idea of building a website that would bring multiple manufacturers and distributors together to compete for dentist business might be something we'd want to look at. And so we did. Mm-hmm. And it was a long road, but the core idea was to build a website where competition could exist, a free open capital marketplace where everybody's welcome and selling genuine products, genuine OEM products, original equipment manufacturer products, and giving dentists an opportunity to have access to product detail pages that might have 15 vendors and manufacturers to choose from. Choose the manufacturer you like, choose the lowest price, and that provide our customers with a wonderful industry-leading experience on the website. And so that's what we set out to do. And that core idea is what drives the company today. Mm-hmm. And admittedly, there were a lot of lean years. I mean, when we started, there wasn't a whole lot of bandwidth. Dentists didn't have computers in their practices. It's dial-up. And what a silly idea to think about. And now, over 20 years later, it's like, oh, wow, it's becoming even more and more appropriate and desirable. The customer preference now has shifted to marketplaces. We have Amazon, eBay, and all the rest.
Yes.
Where people are wanting to compare pricing, compare products, and it's no different for dentists. Dentists coming out of dental school now are looking, they're buying their personal things, their business things through marketplaces. And Net32 now is squarely where it needs to be for the industry. Mm-hmm. It hasn't always been, but it is now. And now we have other entities that are approaching us. We used to have to hunt for vendors and manufacturers. Now they're coming to us in droves, and we have a backlog of companies that want to participate in our marketplace. We have made agreements with companies like 3M. 3M and Net32 found each other a couple of years ago, and we're working together with their authorized distributors to provide everything you can get from 3M, SS White, and there's others as well that are involved. So it's been a wonderful experience. It's a grueling experience for many years. And I can't say it was profitable for a lot of the early years, but now, you know, we have over 90,000 popular branded products and a great website experience with auto ordering and reordering capabilities that are industry best. And when all said and done, we give dentists an opportunity to save over 40% off current retail pricing overall. I mean, if we looked at our customers collectively, and we're finding that they save over 40%. Sounds like a lot, but it's for real. And it allows the dental practices, all dental practices, to be more profitable and maybe pass that along to their customers and keep the pricing that the consumers pay a little lower than it might be otherwise. So it was conceived as a family business. It's still a family business, 100% family business, and growing at a tremendous rate, higher than anything that we're aware of in the industry. So we're incredibly grateful to have had an opportunity. My wife and I co-founded the company. I'm CEO, she's president. It's been that way. We're tied at the hip, whether it's on a personal level or professional level. And she is an accountant by background. So she handles finance and all that stuff in a brilliant way. And it's been a wonderful partnership. Each of our children have worked in the company or are working in the company mm-hmm. right now and learning about entrepreneurship, learning about the company and helping the company to grow. So I can't be more grateful for Net32 and what it's providing to the dental industry. And I'm just incredibly grateful for dentistry and all the experiences I've had as an associate, as an owner, as a group practice owner, in public health dentistry, a traveling dentist, and then Net32 just kind of tops it all. And I feel very, very fortunate that dentistry, the dental industry, has been so inspiring for me over all the years.
That's I think that's the cherry on top of the sundae. I think it would be a good thing for you, a good thing for that.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White and Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Cassidy, CEO of Net32. Net32 was inspired by tremendous product pricing differences for the exact same dental products. Net32 leverages this discrepancy by partnering with dental manufacturers and distributors, providing over 90,000 product choices in the Net32 marketplace, where competition drives down pricing drastically, collectively saving dental customers over 40% on their supplies. Approximately 200 new practices start buying at net32.com every week, joining over 45,000 dental professionals who have come before them. Join them and save at www.net32.com.
All right, Dr. Cassidy, you and I have talked a little bit, and there were a couple different ideas that you had for a business, and net32.com was one of them, but you were on a trip, you were in a van going somewhere, and you came up with the idea for net32.com. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Oh, yes, I remember it well. Back in the late 90s, in a conversion van with the kids running in Nintendo, 5-hour drive to the wilderness of the Appalachian Mountains. And we decided that we would make a decision on the three options that we'd come up with for building business. And those options were a comparison shopping model for dentists to compare and save, and a travel agency, and building out a group practice. So we were back and forth, hour after hour. And I think we're like 4 hours out. And my wife said, "Why don't we just do all three?" I'm like, "What do you mean? We have to make a decision here. I'm a dentist. I'm all about details. We gotta make decisions." "No, let's just try all three, and the best one will win." So we decided that we would try all three. The travel agency, that one failed very fast.
Yeah.
The group practice, we ended up actually building towards that in the years ahead. Mm-hmm. And that actually succeeded. And then Net32, the comparison shopping for dentists, that exceeded our expectations by great magnitude. So 2 out of 3 turned out. It's a good thing that we chose all three.
It is. Yeah. That's all. 2 out of 3 is really good. Most people would get maybe 1 out of 3, or if you look at the percentages. So with Net32.com, there have been some larger players in the dental supply market that have been well established. How have you been received by them? Has there been any increased competition? Has there been any type of, how has that kind of worked?
Well, in a lot of ways, we stand alone. Yes. And in a lot of ways, our business model is contrary to historical business models, the brick and mortar approach. Mm-hmm. We're open. We're a capital marketplace. There's no cost to dentists. And the pricing is what the pricing is. And it's because of that competition, it tends to be very, very low relative to the traditional means of purchasing. Mm-hmm. So we're not necessarily liked by the larger entities because we're, it's business is war, and we're we're in a place now where customer preference has shifted to marketplaces, and we're a marketplace 100%.
Yes.
Open, transparent. It is what it is. There's nothing hidden. We don't have formularies. We don't have hidden pricing. It's all right there in front of you. And I think that's what dentists like about it. And that's probably the reason why around 200 practices purchase from us, new practices purchase from us every week.
Wow.
And so we're growing fast. We're taking market share. And obviously the competitors don't like that.
No, they don't.
we spent over 20 years getting to this position where
yes.
we're favored in the marketplace, and we're growing faster than anybody else, as far as I know. So that's how it works. Mm-hmm. We're very competitive. Manufacturers are coming to us because they want to participate directly, sell directly to dentists. Mm-hmm. And then distributorships are coming to us. And for the same reason, because it's open to distributors, vendors, manufacturers, everybody can compete and participate in the marketplace. That's the nature of a marketplace.
It is.
And we can barely keep up with the demand for new vendors and manufacturers that want to participate in the marketplace, as well as the demand, the managing the new practices that are joining us every day and every week. So we're privileged to be in this position. And I think the fact, to answer your question, we're very competitive relative to the historical means of purchasing dental supplies. Mm-hmm. So that's the way it is. And we're growing incredibly rapidly and just trying to provide the best possible experience for our dentists and the best possible pricing with genuine products that are OEM, original equipment manufactured products. Mm-hmm. That's our model, and it's rocking and rolling right now.
Well, it sure seems to be. With all the sweat equity that you've put into the business, I mean, here we are 20 years later, and you're doing quite well. So the ability, I think, to deal with the tough times, knowing that the good times are coming, that's a skill. And you have that, and you've done a really great job with that. So my hat's off to you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Cassidy, thank you so much for being on the Dental Breakdown Show today. I think the information you have shared has been highly valuable. Our listeners, I think they got their money's worth from you. thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure, truly. Thank you so much.
So if our listeners would like to, you know, get in touch with you or learn more about you and net32.com, where can they go to get more information?
Well, I can be reached directly with my email address, which is pcassidy@net32.com. P as in Patrick, pcassidy@net32.com. If they want to learn more about Net32, it's net32.com.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcast. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.